弟兄姐妹们，朋友们平安。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, good morning.
今天是我们第一次使用教会的新堂来进行组织的敬拜。
Today is our very first time for us to have Sunday service here at our new church building.
今天刚好也是父亲节。
And today happens to be Father's Day.
如果我们记得去年我们在这个地方啊破土动工的那一天也是父亲节的话，我们就不会简单的认为这是一个巧合。
If you remember the fact that the construction of this building started on the day of a Father's Day, you'll know that this is not just a happy coincidence.
首先，我们应当知道，这不是初一我们刻意的安排，因为我们曾经一直在盼望我们的厅堂尽早的开工，但是因着种种的意外。这个的原因，这个被推迟到去年的父亲节啊，才破土动工。
First of all, we should know that men did not intentionally plan this. We have been hoping that the construction of this building would start earlier, but it did not start until Father's Day of last year because of various reasons.
接下来的建堂工期啊，又因故被推迟了好几次，开始说是四月份完工，后来又说是五月份，最后又到了六月份。直到父亲节的今天，教会新堂才被正式的使用。
During the construction period, the schedule was postponed. At first, we thought the construction would be completed in this April, and then we heard that it would be in May, and then in June. As a result, we get to use this building for Sunday service today on Father's Day.
不是出于巧合，也不是刻意的人的安排，那么我们只能认定这是出于天父神的作为。
If this is neither coincidence nor planned by men, then it has to be Lord's work.
那么是要把教会的新堂破土动工或正式使用的这样欢乐的日子都放在父亲节，到底是什么用意呢？
Why did Father's Day then? What's the meaning behind all this?
难道要特意的表彰我们教会做父亲的弟兄们吗？
Is it because God wants to praise all the fathers in our church?
我看不太像。
Well, I don't think so.
首先我自己呢不认为我自己是个好父亲，我知道我对小孩我的孩儿女嘛有很多的亏欠。
First, I never thought I could be a good father because I'm aware of how much I own my children.
我相信我们的弟兄中确实有好父亲，但是呢我知道大多数的弟兄啊都是为了工作不得不拼命，很少有时间来把他的时间给这些儿女们。
I believe there are good fathers among our brothers, but many of them have to work really hard, and the time they leave for their children is not enough.
要公平的话，我们应该把这个欢乐的节日定在母亲节，而不是在父亲节。
If we wanted to be fair, we should set this cheerful day on Mother's Day instead of on Father's Day.
因为在绝大多数的情况下，姐妹做母亲要比弟兄做父亲要称职得多。
Because in most situations, sisters are better qualified to be mothers than brothers as fathers.
如果我们今天的父亲节不是特意的为了纪念，在我们这些在地上做父亲的弟兄，那只能是要纪念我们的天上的父亲，就是那创造天地万物，但却又以慈悲怜悯待我们的神。
If we're not here today to celebrate as a memorial of our fathers among us, then it has to be the case that we are here to remember our Heavenly Father, the God who created all things and treated us with tenderness and compassion and love.
我们被拣选成为神的儿女，不是因为我们可爱，也不是因为我们讨神的喜悦。
We were selected by God to be His children, and then we have a Father from heaven.It is not because we are lovable or because we know how to please God.
这完全是出乎神的恩典，因着神丰盛的慈爱和他的怜悯和他爱我们的大爱啊，让我们死在罪恶过犯当中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Our salvation comes from God. Our God is merciful and gracious.Long suffering and abandoning goodness and truth and love. When we die for our trespasses and sins, God raised us up from the dead together with Jesus.
我们今天能够讨神的喜悦， 完全是因为我们在基督里，因为只有神的儿子耶稣基督能够讨天父的喜悦。
Today we are able to please God because we are in Christ, who is loved by our heavenly Father.
我们得到的是神无条件的爱，但不是神无目的的爱。
God has selfless love for us, but His love is not purposeless.
神爱我们，并赐下的他的独生子耶稣基督来拯救我们啊，是要达到他的目的，满足他的心意。
God loves us, and He gave us His only Son for our salvation.
我们在传福音的时候，为了感动慕道有别处信主啊，常常只强调神的大爱，绝不讲明这大爱背后有神的目的和他的心意。
When we were preaching the gospel, we tend to only mention God's selfless and abundant love without explaining God's purpose and thought behind His love.
以至于我们这些已经受洗归主的许多的弟兄姐妹，只关注自己在这一生的福分，却看不到神在永恒中的心意。
As a result, some brothers and sisters who got baptized will focus on the blessings of life instead of God's heart in eternity.
我们必须明白，神做一切的事情，无论是创造、是审判，还是救赎。归根到底啊，是要彰显他自己的荣耀。
We have to know this. The ultimate purpose of everything God has done, whether it's creation, judgment, or salvation, is to make His glory to be known.
神的创造是诸天述说他的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
God's creation let the heavens declare His glory, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
神的荣耀还有公义，当人被审判定罪的时候，进入永远的刑罚，罪有应得，神的公义就得到彰显。
God's glory has righteousness. When we are condemned because of our sins, God's righteousness would be displayed.
神的荣耀也还有慈爱，当人被救赎蒙赦免，就是神慈爱的彰显。
God's glory has merciful love, and it is revealed when He saves us and forgives us our sins.
因为神丰盛的荣耀远超过我们所能理解、所能明白的。圣灵所默示的圣经，就用一个人们能够理解、能够明白的比喻来表达天父的心意。
Because God's glory goes far beyond our ability to understand, the Bible uses a metaphor that we could understand to show God's mind.
我在上学前，幼儿时期的时候，那个残存的记忆中啊。印象最深刻是随着我外婆去参加娶亲的宴席。
Among all the remaining memories of my childhood, I have a profound impression about wedding dinner I went with my grandmother.
中国传统的婚宴是非常的隆重，即便是在上一个世纪60年代，普遍贫穷的中国农村，做父母的节衣缩食。在为儿子娶媳妇儿时，就大摆宴席，把街坊和邻里，还有好朋友、亲戚都请来祝喜。
Chinese people have this tradition of having a huge wedding ceremony and dinner. Even though in the 60s, rural areas in China were generally in poverty, parents would live a frugal life to save money for the wedding dinner when they invite all the friends and families and neighbors.
新郎的父亲坐在最尊贵的位置，接受宾客的祝贺，非常的有面子。又看到自己为儿子所娶的好媳妇啊，心里就得到了极大的满足。
The father of the groom would sit at the most premium seat to receive guests' congratulations. He would be extremely happy because of the ceremony and because of the beautiful bride his son had.
圣经在启示录在第19:6-9，用羔羊的婚娶来表明天父的终极心意，他要为他的爱子，他所喜悦的耶稣基督，娶一个心腹，就是圣洁的教会，天父要在羔羊之婚宴上得到极大的荣耀。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 6-9, the wedding of the Lamb comes to reveal God's mind. He made a bride ready for his only son, Jesus Christ, and the bride is the Holy Church. God Almighty enjoys great glory and happiness at the wedding of the Lamb.
天父上帝在起初造人的时候就定义了一男一女离开父母夫妻二人成为一体的婚姻。
When Heavenly Father created men and women, a man should leave his father and mother and is united to his wife, and then they become one flesh. This is how God defines marriage.
神所设立的婚姻隐藏了一个极大的奥秘，在新约的时代啊被显明出来，就是他要用夫妻的关系来表明基督与教会的关系。
The profound mystery of marriage that God established is displayed in the New Testament era, which is using the relationship of husband and wife to indicate the relationship of Jesus and Church.
因此，基督徒进入婚姻不是为了满足自己的需要，而是为了彰显神的心意。丈夫爱妻子，要如同基督爱教会，并为教会舍己；妻子说服丈夫，如同教会顺服基督。
Therefore, when Christians enter marriage, they need to reveal God's will instead of meeting their own needs. Husbands should love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave herself up for her. Wives should submit to their husband in everything just as church submits herself to Christ.
旧约圣经中的最完美的一对夫妻就是以撒和利百加。除了这一段完美婚姻的是一位忠心的仆人。
In Old Testament, there is a perfect couple, Isaac and Rebecca, or loyal servant of Abraham associated with this perfect marriage.
我们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿女，共有一位天父。
Because we all believe in Jesus Christ, we are all God's children. We have one God from heaven.
同时我们又是耶稣用重价买来的，因此也是神的仆人。
At the same time, we were bought by Jesus Christ at a price, so we are God's servants.
作为神忠心的仆人，我们要按照圣经建立教会，为神的儿子基督预备完美的心腹。
As God's loyal servants, we should prepare perfect church for God, just as we are preparing perfect wife for Jesus Christ.
在这个父亲节，当我们纪念天父荣耀的恩典的时候，我们是否也该思想如何回报神的恩情，讨他的喜悦，让他的心意得到满足呢？
We memorize our Heavenly Father's glory on Father's Day. We should also consider how we could repay His kindness and please Him and fulfill His will.
我们搬进了梦寐已久、全新的、属于自己的教堂，我们欢喜快乐。
We finally move into this brand new building. We are happy, cheerful, and we praise the Lord with all our hearts.
但我们应当知道，神所要充满的教会不是这一种建筑物，而是在其中聚会的弟兄姐妹。
At the same time, we should know that the focus of the church is not the building, but it's a group of brothers and sisters who would gather here.
天父的心意已经转向了我们，在这个小小的北美大学城里，为我们成就了这座见证50年恩典、几代人梦想的教堂。
God has turned to us. He has helped us to build this church that witnesses God's grace. And the dream that several generations have had for decades is fulfilled.
那我们做天父儿女的，是否已经预备好自己？要把心转向慈爱的天父呢？
As Heavenly Father's children, shouldn't we prepare ourselves and turn our eyes and minds toward Heavenly Father?
我们回答是就有福了，因为神的心意就是要用他的爱来充满我们，而我们彼此相爱，他就心满意足地与我们同住。
If our answer is yes, then we are blessed, because God's will is to fulfill us with His love. When we love each other, He'll be with us and live with us.
我们回答是就有福了。这个新堂的使用将会有许多的事情需要忙碌，不仅需要弟兄们辛苦地摆上时间、摆上精力，而且更需要大家彼此配搭、彼此扶持。 在这样的忙碌中，我们彼此相顾，彼此忍耐，彼此包容，彼此宽恕，很荣美的生命就可以成就在弟兄姐妹的中间。
If our answer is yes, then we are blessed. There are a lot of work to be done at this new building. It takes all of our efforts and support for each other. During the process, let's take care of each other, forgive each other, be patient with each other, and God's glory will be with us.
容我回答是就有福了，因为这栋建筑会不断地在提醒我们，我们是天上的国民，是蒙召被神分别出为圣的一群人。我们活在世上不是为了贪图荣华，而是要服侍主，服侍教会，将来要讲主交战是建立仆人。我们要用金银宝石来在耶稣基督的根基上建造经得起苦试炼的工程，为要在将来得到神的赏赐。
If our answer is yes, then we are blessed. This building serves as a constant reminder that we are men and women from heaven and we are set apart as God's very own. We are sent to the world to serve the Lord, serve at our church. We should use gold and mine to build firm and secure projects so that when God comes again, we would win the prize.
但是如果我们不清楚我们的心还没有转向神，哇，那我们就有祸了。这不仅是指 还没有信的朋友，也包括已经在主里信主并且信主多年的弟兄姐妹。如果我们每天只为自己的生活忙碌，为自己在地上的得失打算，天国降临的时候，你因所爱的世界被废墟而成为虚空。
But if we are not clear about thisAnd if we haven't turned to God, then we are in danger. This applies to those not Christians and Christians, those who only consider themselves in life.
天国近了，我们应该悔改。以色列的圣殿已毁再毁，并不是因为他们的建筑物不牢固，而是因为他当他们的心转离神的时候，就被这些世俗世的东西，这些属物质的东西，尽管是坚固、金碧辉煌，最后也都残留不住。
We should repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Israel's temples were destroyed for so many times. It is not because their temples were not secure and firm. It was because when they turned their hearts away from God, the things that belong to the world cannot be kept, no matter how secure they were.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，阿爸天父，我们感谢你的大爱，因着你爱耶稣基督的救赎，赦免了我们的罪，让我们与你和好，成为蒙你慈爱的儿女。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your abundant and selfless love. Because your beloved Son Jesus Christ saved us from our sins, we then become your children.
我们愿意行在你的心意之中，成为讨你喜悦的人。我们都是你爱子耶稣基督用重价买来的仆人，我们要按照你的心意建造教会，为你的爱子耶稣基督预备圣洁无瑕疵的心腹。
We would act as your will goes and please you. We are all servants that Jesus Christ bought with the price. We will build and develop our church according to your will and we will prepare holy and perfect bride for your Son Jesus Christ.
我们愿你的心意满足，愿你得到当得的荣耀。如此祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。